Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, April the 24th, 115th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Sunny and
Sunny
Sticky Fortuna.
Yeah, I even took my tie off. It's so nice. Yeah, it's summer, see?
I'm just passing out around here.
Yeah, it's warm. It's,
yeah, but I guess it's supposed to rain, what, a half inch tonight?
That's what Aaron said. He said it's going to rain. So it's
good. I'll just hold my breath and wait.
Yeah, just go outside and take a shower.
Yeah, yeah. Probably try to, no, I have to mow the lawn before.
I don't want to, I'm saying way too much right now.
That's not too
TMI.
Yeah. Hi.
Life is good, isn't it?
Mr. Riggy is with us this afternoon.
Yes, I am.
2 months until he becomes a consultant. We'll talk about what that means, either the transition or not. And also, I understand from a very highly placed source that there's been contact with former county CAO Loretta Nicholas.
Oh, no.
And other members of the profession. So we'll see what we can figure out is going on. Is there a conspiracy?
Always.
We'll find out when we come back.
Always.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dwayne Riggy, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Joseph Mankiewicz. Quote, "The difference between life and the movies is that a script has to make sense. And life doesn't."
Oh, God, that is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We won't watch a movie that does. Well, we guess we would. Some people do. You're right.
You're going to talk yourself into the corner really quick, you know.
I'm doing that. I'm looking so forward to retiring, I think. I mean, I've changed 180 degrees on this thing. You know, 9 months ago, I was fighting it tooth and nail. I was never going to retire, and it's been my mantra of my whole life. You know, I equated retirement to, you know, giving up and being lazy, and I'm starting to realize I'm looking at all these things I haven't done for 40 years but probably still enjoy to do, and there might be enough life left in me to do it, so I'm changing my stance. So it's looking forward to this thing. But but anyway, I was mentioning I had a conversation, one of those secret meetings that
smoke filled back room.
I don't very much about the smoke.
But outside the city limits.
Oh, well, definitely.
Because
in a place that I won't disclose.
Yeah. clink.
we were observed by, you know, people, pillars of the community, as we were. But I was meeting with David Tyson, and don't let David know that. But you know, it's a secret.
What, that he was there?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay. Right?
So, David, I'm not telling anybody.
We won't say anything.
But we were meeting with our good friend Loretta, the former CAO, and I was just checking in to see how retirement's. She has the biggest smile. She's just so pleasant. No stress in her face.
She's looking younger than her classmates.
She is. She is just. Oh. I didn't appreciate it. Yeah, she absolutely younger than her classmates. That's now that you've given me the comparison.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. And I go, oh, so this retirement is good. She says, I've never been so busy and never enjoyed it so much. So we all kind of had a conversation. We built kind of around that. And we figured out that I'd probably tolerate retirement for maybe up to 12 months, and then I'll go get some stress and do something.
Find else. Something, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get tired of
doing it. Be a docent.
Oh, heaven forbid. Yeah. Maybe, you know, never know.
I understand that there's a lighthouse at Point Arena that could use a little
you know, there is, you know.
TLC.
Now you got me all, I could take the helicopter trip out every month and fix on the...
Yeah, you go right to St. George.
Yeah, I could do all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of up and down this coast.
Stay away from Umpqua.
Why?
Because that's where the flies, in the kelp down low at low tide for like months.
Oh, don't you like... Oh,
that's just nasty.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't bother me. It's professional courtesy.
Oh, okay. So if you're getting amped up.
I am.
What's staff doing?
Oh, they're worrying. The trouble is we're not sure that, you know, the city is in a recruitment process now, and the council is hopefully going to select somebody in the interview process in middle of May, and the intent, or go through that, and the intent is to have somebody selected by June 15th. And I'm just hoping that they select somebody that can be there on June 16th so I can impart all
knows
this.
Knows how to find Fortuna.
Yeah.
Spell Fortuna.
And so I'm concerned about it because I'd like to turn it over to somebody go through maybe 4 or 5 days of where everything's at and some things where landmines might be hidden if you don't know about them. And
you think you can transition it out in a week?
No, but we'll try. We'll try.
Well, you really are embracing this retirement thing, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I don't sound arrogant, but how in the world, it's almost 10 years there, and there's a lot of stuff that you kind of have, it's kind of like family history. If you don't live it, it's hard, and you look back on it, you kind of have this feeling of, well, all these things come, and if you can remember it, it doesn't take much to figure out why something else is now happening or why this is the continuing story of that saga. But when you walk in fresh and you haven't had all this background of family history, it can be a huge learning curve, and I call it the drink of water at a fire hydrant. And so with the right person, I've been through that evolution more than once, maybe multiple times in my career. When you take on a new responsibility or a completely different profession, it's a huge learning curve, and the right individual can pick it up and go, but it does have some fun. And the point is, you got to keep the game in play and keep your staff moving and move the projects, and even if you don't know a whole bunch about them. And the sad part about it is sometimes there's little things that you need to know about them as to, there's a big pit over there and don't go near it.
Yeah, there's a reason the tiger is in there.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Times, 421. I've read the same textbook.
You did, didn't
yeah,
you?
I just haven't applied it all the time as accurately as I should have. We'll be back with more from Dwayne Riggi.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 425. Shooting down all the things Dwayne is not going to do during his retirement during the break.
We have so much fun on conversations while everyone gets to listen to the business side of of the show, making money. Oh, yeah. I've really embraced this whole concept. There's things I hadn't even thought about for probably 20 years, just because there was never any time to...
Mind starting to unwind a little
bit. Yeah, and I'd like to believe... You know, it's... And I know after a period of time, I'll get bored with that, and it'll go back and...
Move on to something else,
Jump in some kind of stress.
How do you bring somebody up to speed in a compressed period of time? You have the oral history that... You were kind of alluding to, but I'm just thinking if your replacement isn't of the neighborhood, you know, they were fortunate when you came on board.
Yeah, I was in the area.
Yeah, you knew where Fortuna was. You could find the exits. Yeah. You knew what was the players were. Now imagine if when you came up from Alameda and got dropped in, that would have been the time you were taken over. You know, the fan blades probably still wouldn't be in existence because they would have been used so much.
Yep. Yeah, it is hard. It's a hard ramp up. Yeah, it was easy, relatively easy to walk into Fortuna because I knew the lay of the Humboldt County things because of being a city manager in another city here in the county. Had already played with HCOG, had already played all these. They understood the dynamics of particular a waste authority being formed and had all those histories of where it was and essentially what makes certain parts of Humboldt County work, I guess. All I had to do is learn the peculiar things that made the city of Fortuna unique and how my staff worked. And and some of the political games and problems and situations in Fortuna, which took about a year, year and a half. And it's stressful, particularly when people are pulling at you. And new guy, they always do that because they want to see what they can get away with, both employees and the public.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think most of us closed our eyes and put ourselves in that spot,
mm-hmm.
into a community where you really didn't know who the players were.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you start to ferret out the white hats from the black hats, from the folks that are politically maneuvering? How would you establish who are the real folks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would imagine first is a reach out to your peers, the other city managers.
Right.
Okay, that may help out a little bit. But, you know, as much as we like Dave, he's probably not experienced Fortuna.
So, yeah, we all have every it's kind of like being in a different family. It's down the lock, and we have all our unique little...
You know the general stuff.
Yeah, you know the notorious. And
yeah, so you can play around with that a little bit, but to know who on the staff are your horses,
mm-hmm.
and who are your horses,
yes.
is it south end headed north?
Right.
Yeah.
And
that, is that the break-in that takes the year?
It does, because it's kind of like, maybe the analogy I'd have, it's like going out and sipping wine, you know, tasting wine. You don't want to gulp the whole glass. You want to find out what you can trust.
That's right. One thing for your retirement list,
but
no straws when drinking wine. Okay, just
well, you got time to
bring sip. You up to speed on that one.
Oh, thank you. I'll take the straws out of my luggage, okay, or whatever. Thank you. Or beer, for that matter. It just doesn't... You
know, yeah, that kind of blows the macho thing, too, yeah, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. But no, you just... You have to take it in steps. And I've learned my general nature is I trust everyone until I prove otherwise. But I don't necessarily jump out of the plane unless I know for sure the parachute's there and it's been tested. So I'm cautious. And you have to be, particularly when you're responsible for a public agency, because it's not your money, it's not your company, it's everybody else's, and you have to me a very serious fiduciary and responsible position, because all of those people are expecting you to do your best. Now,
you got to,
and you have to. I mean,
you don't have a lot of wiggle room, is my understanding, with the current budget.
No,
that's being worked.
No,
so you can't afford a 3% whoops.
No, you can't even afford a 2 right now, or a 1. And
but so, in other times. Yeah, okay, 1 or 2%. It's not going to be the end all.
No, and you also have to appreciate there are 5 elected officials, and they ran for office for all different reasons and all different elements. And you have to, those all 5 of them collectively are your actual direction from the community. And although you hear a bunch of other stuff from different people, and you put it together and you try to figure out what the identity of the community is, you have to listen very attentively to those 5 people, because they are elected to direct you and set the course of the ship. Then becomes the question as well, okay, I'm responsible for turning this, you know, you set the direction and course compass, but turning and the knobs and doing all of that is what staff does. And sometimes that's a little bit of a discussion about where policy ends and performance starts.
And with the electeds and with the staff. Yeah.
Well, you know, elected.
Going both ways.
Yeah, and you're right. And truly, there are, and that's minding that line of one side to the other. Not that, you know, policymakers always want to, you know, run the engines on the ship.
It's 4:31.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with us smiling and relaxed.
I am more relaxed, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah, you're not ramped up at all.
No, I'm not. I hate it when people are, well, there was a term in the Navy when you got near the end, particularly I had a...
Short term?
Well, yeah, because I was both enlisted and then I, you know, I had a commission. So yeah, the attitude kind of changed. But enlisted particularly, we had this idea when somebody was a short timer, you know, that was normally the last 3 months of their enlistment before they were gone. And you were never going to get anything of productivity out of them. That wasn't, everybody didn't
professional
have
professional pride supersedes
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but there was always those of us that, you know, that we had a hard work ethic, and we would, you know, we would be leaving the ship on the day we were being discharged at the last moment before they threw us off, you know.
And yeah, so, doing it.
Because you wanted to make sure
but
you
things
did.
Do change.
Well,
the
yeah.
dynamics do, yeah. How others interact with you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of that stuff.
Well, that is, because, you know, staff is also knowing that, you know, he's not going to be here.
I can hold my breath and I'll ask him now.
Yeah, maybe if I just...
I got an email, by the way, this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
From one of my staff members? No.
Oh, possibly. I don't know.
Okay. I
no.
see. I didn't think so. I'll find him.
Yeah. I'll hunt him
down. I'm not done.
I got 2.5 months. I'll find him.
I'm not gone yet.
How accurate is the job description?
For a city manager?
Yeah.
I don't think there could be a job description that ever truly encompasses all the things. You take it as it's like anything. You take it as it comes in. It's fairly accurate. I mean, it's the idea of that you're essentially taking direction. You're following these things in. You're directing a staff and taking priorities of. And you have to have so many different skills and abilities, from fiduciary responsibilities as well as to know how hardware works and why infrastructure is important and what the planning process is and what are the things that can trip up a CEQA document on what kind of a project. There are so many things that can go wrong in so many different areas. So you're totally dependent on the quality of your staff and the people you can trust and to analyze really what the essence of what there are. And really your function is to provide guidance. Now, sometimes I just love to get in and get my fingers dirty again and start working on something. But you know you're not going to be able to work on the whole project because you got all these other things that are going to take your attention. The next minute you're dealing with some issue or important issue in the police department that can't wait till tomorrow. Or, you know, there is a major calamity. The beauty of the job description is it just says you're responsible for anything that the council wants done. It's about it.
It's succinct.
It's succinct, and I've always had the. And it's not that it's unique for me, but as long as it's moral, ethical, and legal, and the council wants it done, and we have the money to do it, we'll do it. That it's not my personal preference. There's a number of things that are priorities in the city of Fortuna, the government, what have you, that wouldn't be necessarily my priority, but they're on the top of my list to get done, and I will get them done, because that's what I get paid to do. And there are other things is that you could be my best friend, and you maybe could be my best friend, and you came. I wouldn't treat you any different than someone that probably didn't warrant that acknowledgement, because rules are rules, and you do for one, you do for all. And those are the whole essence of being a city manager. I think to be effective, you have to know a lot of things about a lot of stuff, and you have to be able to understand the difference between manure from, you know, I hate to be that blunt, but from something that's really real. Because people have a tendency to want to tell you what they think you want to hear or what they want to tell you and leave all the rest of the stuff out.
Partial truth.
Yeah. The omissions sometimes are huge. And if you don't have the ability to stop and say, wait a minute, I need to shape this and look at the whole thing, you might be going in a direction that will not serve the city well.
Is it fair to say that it's easier to run a big city than it is a tiny city?
I have a view of it. I've never run a big city. I like a city the size of Fortuna. If I was going to hit another 20 years left in front of me and I decided to go to another city, I'd probably pick one.
But you have slept at a Holiday Inn.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
But you can get your arms around it. But you do have to do a lot more. because you have a fairly flat staff. It's just like a small business. You really have to know every aspect of your business.
That's what I'm saying. The parallel argument is that all you have to do is surround yourself with a bunch of good people, get out of the way, and keep the ball rolling.
Right.
Well, that's simple to do in a big town where you're throwing big dollars out for department heads and things are happening.
And making sure they play well together.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have the barbecue every month and you host it. And you know,
instead
of you having to get in and work the budget.
Right.
And you're figuring not, okay, a 5% reduction. Okay, it's going to be Bob Smith and it's going to be Mary Jones.
Right.
Your neighbor.
Right.
Or the folks who are at Mass one pew over on Sunday.
Right.
And that, I would think, would be a significantly more challenging, more difficult job than to run a Santa Rosa or a Hayward or a San Francisco or any of the larger communities.
I think it is. It's more, and the joys with that are also the same because you get a direct element, but also those tough decisions become harder to do because we've had to change staff over the years. I've had to downsize. I've had to make some calls about who should stay and who should not, and they were never easy and they weren't personal. But yeah, I remember them all, and I don't necessarily like that part of the job.
KINS News and Information Time is 4:41. We'll return with more from Dwayne Riggi.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 4:45. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Dwayne Riggi. What?
I don't know. You were talking about texture. I just be everything to everybody. It's impossible.
That's why. How tough is it to find somebody who really has the makeup to be a city manager? I would think the skill set's pretty narrow.
Well, first of all, you got to find somebody that's stupid enough to do it, and that really enjoys it. Because I have found, by and large, of the city managers I've bumped into in the last 15 years in different hobnobbing things, they all have a passion for it, with some exceptions, and they have a passion for it for all the right reasons. They really are in the business to make a difference, to carry something forward in a fair and equitable manner. They want to put all their skill sets together. They like the fact that there's a lot of different things to work on in any given day, most of which you don't know at the start of the day what they're going to be at by the end.
Making the community better.
Right. And the fact that if you're effective at it, very few people will ever know about it. You're not, if you're too much in the forefront of the person making it, and you're outshining your electeds, you're in it for the wrong reasons. The electeds get the credit because they're the one that also are making the decision.
Are there that many city managers who do that?
What? Get out in front?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they last a short time. They normally get one.
I could see you orchestrating a press conference and introducing the president or the chairman of the board.
That's what you do.
And then you back off.
Yeah.
And you've teed it up, and they get a chance to relish the moment.
That's what you do. That's the job. You might have spent an hour or so with them to go over the subject matter so they know it well, the details behind it, and it's their voice to speak. So when you have a major emergency, the city manager is normally in charge of the whole event. However, when you go to the press or put things out, you always want to make sure your elected officials are the voice, because that's the people, that's who the people recognize. They are the community. They're the ones that are the leadership. And you have to do that. It's not that we are all the background and manipulating people, but you can't stand out there and take the credit for it.
The locals are in a pretty unique situation. Dave Tyson being a native.
Yes.
Randy Mendoza being around 35, 40 years. You've been around for a long period of time.
About 20 now.
Stable. I guess the new kid on the block, of the majors, and not to denigrate the other guys, but is Phil at the county.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a Johnny come lately. But
yeah. And you got Jay Parrish in Ferndale, but
he's been around.
He's been on forever, and he was on the city council for many years in Rio Dell as a council member.
So as you look at that, it seems like it's a pretty rare period of time for our communities because of that. Yeah, everybody kind of knows everybody. Everybody knows who the players are. There's nobody getting spun around. I mean, go back 20 years, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, holy Toledo. Everybody was getting fired for every conceivable reason. And we were seen as a stepping stone to somewhere else.
To go somewhere else.
I would think that this might be thought of later on as one of the better eras.
I would like to think so.
For local government.
I would like to think so.
Yeah, I know you would. I'm talking about the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of that stability and everybody knowing what's going on.
It's going to be hard to replicate. I can speak for, for my colleagues. We mentioned Randy and David. I mean, and myself, although I'm moved to Humboldt County 20 years ago because I really, really, really wanted to be here. And so it was that's the case. It's not like there's something better out there. There are, from a job point of view, there's some really challenging and wonderful city manager positions that continue to open up. And I look at them, but I said, but they're not here. And that's the difference. You're not going to get certainly not the best paid positions in the state. But there's just something about this place that's just contagious.
So in 30 seconds or less.
Yes.
Because that's what we have.
Oh, okay. 30 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Are you hoping a local?
I am. You know, and somebody, we talked about that. It could be that simple. Because when the position in Fortuna opened up, I wasn't really interested in it. I was, for various reasons. I'm sure that there's someone out there with the right skill set that is not that far from us that would love to have this job. I would hope.
Further than you think, I hope.
Well, maybe. Well,
outside of 5 feet.
Well, I'm
sorry. Thank you very much. Okay. We've been talking shop this afternoon. Well, let's make it 8 so Aaron's not included also.
Okay.
With Dwayne Riggi.
I'm saying 100 miles.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more talk shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.